We're back. This is 180. My name's Carl Claussen. Great to have you with me. Right now, it is time again for What We Believe and Why. Dr. George Koch is with me. He's the lead pastor, senior pastor. I got to get this title straight here. Let's just. How are you today, George?
I'm terrific, Carl.
What do
you?
They call you at Rev's Church?
Your Highness or Your Holiness.
Or Your Lowness.
Any of those things.
Your Lowness.
Yeah. Anything but late for dinner, I'm fine.
That's great. Pastor of a great Anglican church in West Chicago named the Rev's Church.
Yes, sir.
God is doing a great work there. Give us a quick update. Fresh story. God's moving in power.
We're getting ready to break ground for a new building. It's a big challenge for us. It's been years in the making. Looking really forward to it.
Oh, that's great. Is that going to happen in the spring?
It's going to happen in the spring. It was going to be this fall, but there were delays with permits and
kidding.
All of the stuff.
There's delays with permits?
Well, the permit's ready, but there's got to be a letter of credit. For the letter of credit, there's got to be never mind. It's just normal stuff.
I'm with you. Okay. This is a joy to have you with me today, and it's timely because we're going to talk about concepts and how concepts may or may not be theologically accurate.
Well, this is a big deal for Christians, and I think we're largely oblivious to it.
And this is what's amazing about it. We're going to get into this. Let me set it with this, and that is that recently, George, there was a conference that happened out west that was dealing with, I think the conference was titled Strange Fire.
Yes, heard about it.
I don't even want to get into the names of participants. Those of you that are listening right now that know about this, you understand more of the details. But let me. The takeaway is that this is a conference, like many conferences, that actually creates a lot of division and a lot of rancor and takes us off point of the Great Commission.
Specifically creates what we define as heresy, division in the church.
Yeah. So, and by the way, so draw a distinction there again, because some people are hearing you going, heresy, I thought
heresy,
that's wrong doctrine.
That? Yeah, no. The distinction is wrong doctrine is called heterodoxy, not right, basically. Heresy actually refers to a way or a path in Greek, and the notion is that something is done which divides the body of Christ. Bad doctrine can do that for sure, but it's also true that correct doctrine can do it if it's wielded in a way which harms others and which divides the body. Then even correct doctrine can be heresy.
Yeah, this is really good. My guest right now, Dr. George Koch, we're going through what we believe and why, and today we're talking about concept fabrication. And here's the problem. A lot of people are fighting not over the study of God, but over the study of concepts that have been created. Break it down
for
us, George.
Right. Well, first of all, I want to point out that this is a very Greek process. Alexander the Great invaded all of the Middle East a little before 300 BC, and all of it became Hellenized. Everybody spoke Greek because that was the language of the conquerors, and the Greek philosophical methods with which Alexander was trained became the standard for how things were done throughout the entire Middle East.
Right.
When Christianity arose, out of Judaism as its roots, the Messiah coming in the person of Jesus, all of the parables, all of the stories about Jesus and his miracles were testimonies to life with God, testimonies about the movement of God in the lives of the people. Those were written down and became the scriptures that we have today, both the Old and the New Testament. But
here we go. Here is the big but.
The Greek philosopher Celsus made fun of the Christians. And he said, you guys believe all this silly stuff. You have no basis to defend any of this at all. It doesn't hold up to the high standards of the Greek philosophical schools. And so one of the ancient Christian authors, Origen, wrote a book called Against Celsus, in which he basically took Christian belief and placed it into Greek philosophical conceptual structures to defend it against the accusations of the Greeks.
And thereby he ushered in a whole new school of theological compartmentalization.
Absolutely right. What he did was he made another school, if you would, of Greek philosophy, with a whole bunch of Christian concepts and labels as a part of it.
My guest right now, Dr. George Koch, we're talking about what we believe and why, and we're hitting concepts and why they're so important. I guess you could say the Apostle Paul was one of the first, though, because he stood before the Greeks and spoke of this unknown God. So it's not like Origen was the first.
No, and it's not like it's automatically wrong.
Correct.
The challenge is that this be done with discernment, that it be done respecting the fact that the scriptures themselves are almost entirely testimony, not philosophy. They're testimony, not doctrine.
That's an important distinction.
Doctrine is what we draw out of them.
Yes.
And that's not automatically bad. It can help us judge whether something we're about to do is right or wrong, because we have explained carefully what we have learned from the testimony.
How do we get the mud off of our boots of Greek philosophical thought so that not so that we can eradicate ourselves from it, because there's some benefit from looking at things in systems, but when we almost worship systematic theology over the God of the scriptures, man, it gets dangerous, George.
That's really dangerous. And in fact, that's one of the two fundamental issues here. The first one is just this, and that's idolatry of concept. The idea is that we worship our own thoughts about God rather than worshiping God. And we can have a lot of hubris in this, a lot of pride. I've done this thoroughly and well, and you will respect the work that I have done because I know that it's right. And so my concepts have transformed into an idol, which God very clearly tells us we are not to worship.
And as much as we want to say we go to the scriptures with objectivity, there is no possible way that we're fully objective,
no,
is there?
It's not possible. And the realization that it's not possible is probably the first step of wisdom in understanding the purpose of the scriptures and their meaning.
Again, my guest, George Koch, Dr. George Koch, author of What We Believe and Why. You can get a copy of this at whatwebelieveandwhy.com. It's a great study, and it's not going to give you every answer, but it's going to give you some great questions and food for thought.
It's going to provide, I hope, an approach to really understanding the faith that is healthy and deep.
When we come back, George, next time, what I want to do is take on a couple of the topics that you've unveiled that are big dividers around camps.
Sure.
One is baptism and one's communion. Those are big boys, aren't they?
Big, big doctrinal debates.
And the minute we even mention those two words, hair goes up on the back of our head. And I mean, some of us get kind of ready for a fight, even if we're not fighters.
Oh, right. In fact, even as I wrote these things in the book, I knew that I was wandering into dangerous territory.
You're safe here, man. I got your backside until you mess with my paradigms.
Of course.
That's how lethal this can be.
It is.
Thanks for being with me today, my friend.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Next week, we'll be back with more of things that can divide, but if we have humility, unify. This is 180, Your Life, A New Direction.